Five conservation groups want to extend a five-year federal wolf monitoring program in Idaho and Montana. Edward O'Brien has more.
Those groups put the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service on notice Wednesday that the monitoring program should be extended another 5 years. And, if need be, they're willing to sue to make it happen. Gary McFarlane of Idaho's Friends of the Clearwater Group says threats to wolves are increasing in both Idaho and Montana.
We just recently here in the Clearwater, the Idaho Department of Fish and Game got Wildlife Services to go up and aerially gun wolves in basically parts of the Loxon North Fork Clearwater River drainages, and there's no livestock up in those areas.
The groups maintain both states are needlessly reducing wolf populations through sport hunting, even in remote areas. Federal officials say states are allowed to reduce their wolf numbers as long as those populations stay above recovery goals. But opponents like Idaho's Gary McFarlane say those goals were too low to begin with.
Secondly, there's a very recent paper that suggests that what's happening there is going to jeopardize wolves, what's happening on the ground. So I think we need to look at that, and that's a reason we're asking for this monitoring.
The five groups that signed on to the joint notice of intent to sue are Friends of the Clearwater, the Center for Biological Diversity, Western Watersheds Project, Cascadia Wildlands, and the Missoula-based Wild West Institute. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has 60 days to respond to that letter of intent. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.